You reject me.
Sir, you were married long ago. You have a wife you already love, your social theory.
Was I so wrong then to say bluntly, honestly, come, human creature, love and work with me? Should I have wooed you with, lady, thou art wondrous fair, and where the graces walk before, the muse will follow? And turn round and see me, or I die of love?
You misconceive the question, like a man who sees a woman as the complement of his sex only. You forget too much that every creature, female as well as the male, stands single in responsible act and thought.
As also in birth and death.
Whoever says to a loyal woman, love and work with me, will get fair answers if the work and love are good for her, the best that she was born for. Women in a softer mood may sometimes only hear the first word, love, and catch up with it any kind of work, just so dear love go with it. I do not blame such women.
Earth's fanatics often make heaven's saints.
But me, your work is not the best for, nor your love the best. Ah, you force me, sir, to be overbold in speaking of myself. I too have a vocation, work to do, the heavens and earth have sent me. And even if the world were twice as wretched as you represent, my work is as important as any economist's. Unless artists keep open the road between the seen and the unseen, bursting through the best conventions with the best God bid to speak to prove what lies beyond both speech and imagination. We'll not barter, sir, the beautiful for barley. It takes a soul to move a body. It takes a high-souled man to move the masses, even to a cleaner sty. It takes the ideal to blow an inch inside the dust of the actual. And your revolutionaries fail because not poets enough to understand that life develops from within. Perhaps a woman's soul aspires and not creates. Yet we aspire. And if I fail, well, burn me up with everything else that is false. I'll not ask for grace. I, who love my art, would not wish it lower to suit my stature. You grant that I may love my art. Wasting true love on anything is womanly, past question.
I retain every word that was said that day.
His eyes were fiery points, fixed in my mind forever after.
And yet I know I did not love him, nor he me.
And what I said is unrepented, as truth is always.
Yet a princely man. He bears down on me through the slanting years, the stronger for the distance. My aunt was not pleased with me.
You turned him down. You've got a fever. You love him. I have watched you when he came.
And when you turned him down, you've got a fever.
You
love him.
I'm not watched you when he came. Must have been a
and when he went.
Your father threw his inheritance to the wind when he married her. Oh, yes.
Your father threw his inheritance to the wind when he married her.
Oh, yes.
She must have been beautiful to me. You turned him down? You've got a fever. You love him. I have watched you when he came, and when he went, and when we've talked of him. Your mother must have been a pretty thing. Your father threw his inheritance to the wind when he married her. Oh yes, she must have been beautiful to make your father forget his duty. Marry him. Marry him and claim your Lee fortune. Romney is a fine man.
Romney is a fine man.